I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Election Day coming up Tuesday, November 5th. Officials advise you to vote early if you don't want to wait in line. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater tells KNSS News she's expecting 70% voter turnout. After 18 months on the job, what is her biggest challenge?
Public perceptions. You know, I hear about election fraud, election security. I've just not seen it. Show me the proof. That, you know, that's what I tell people. Show me. I've not seen any fraud, and no one will show me the proof. After the election is over, we go through an audit, and those races are determined by the Secretary of State. They randomly draw races up in Topeka. Then we randomly draw the precincts that we have to audit, and we use the paper ballot. We don't use ballot images. And those votes are tallied by hand, and every audit has come back 100%. So they are 100% accurate.
Laura Rainwater is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Election Commissioner Rainwater on several times in our news talking about voter turnout. And apparently early voters have been going at it here in Sedgwick County and other counties in the south part of the state and across the state. Like more than 166,000 have already voted, including yours truly. Jad Chambers has waved at me a while ago and said he's voted.
Jad truly.
Yeah.
I
voted yesterday. I was told by one of the workers there that they had a pretty steady hour and a half wait throughout the first couple of days. Yesterday.
Hour and a half?
Hour and a half.
Man.
Just at the location where I was at. Of course, they have three locations open now here in Sedgwick County, and that's... It's unusual. It's the first time they've done that in the early voting. Usually it's just the courthouse, just the old courthouse. Yesterday I waited about 20 minutes. Okay. So it was a little less yesterday.
My sister said she went out to 21st and Ridge and the line was out the door. So she drove downtown to the courthouse and there was nobody there.
Nobody
she walked
there.
Right in.
That's the big secret I have. But you know, and Laura Rainwater told me that. She said 21st and Ridge, that's the place. It is the big place. I mean, that's where a lot of people go. That whole northwest part of town seems to go there. Well, it's a neat building. There's plenty of parking.
Yeah, plenty of parking.
They usually have a flea market out there every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that
it's
may
very
be,
convenient. Very convenient there.
That may be what's hurting that downtown location is the lack of available parking.
Well, I always vote downtown. Never.
And
go ahead.
I'm going to wait till next week when the satellite location's open.
You got one pretty close to you over there?
Yeah, there's a church just like a one-minute drive from my house.
Okay.
And I've never had to wait more than 30 seconds to get in line to vote there.
I voted at that one. It's usually pretty quick.
Yeah.
But is it? What morning was it? Wednesday I voted? Or Tuesday? What day did we have our chili feed here? Is that Tuesday?
That was Tuesday.
Yeah, so that's the day you voted.
Yeah. And like I said, we're downtown. Walked in the door, walked up to the table and said, come right in, sir. You're the only one here so far. Well, not so far, but for that minute. He said, they had a little line at 8 o'clock, but I got there about 10, so 10:30. All right. Big westbound crash on Kellogg going out toward I-235. You'll have to avoid that area, says Jad Chambers. 6:18, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Lead off sports now with Ted Woodward. You got a big football game coming up this weekend. Right.
Which one are you talking about? I've got about 16 on my list here.
I don't know. You're the sports guy. I'm just throwing the darts at the wall.
Well, no, you obviously
thinking,
wanted to start
I'm
with
the
something.
Chiefs.
All right, there we go. Yep, the Sunday. You got the first place undefeated, the only undefeated team left in the league, the Kansas City Chiefs, with their 12-game winning streak, heading out to Las Vegas to face their division foe, the Raiders. The Chiefs are a 9.5-point favorite.
Really?
Yeah. And the Chiefs have won 6 straight road games against the Raiders. Tickets, the cheapest ticket, $207 to go to this game. It's the most expensive ticket in the league this weekend. and that in Vegas, the stadium would be full of Chiefs fans. So I mentioned the Chiefs, 12-game winning streak. Who's the last team that beat them? The Las Vegas Raiders on Christmas
Day.
Was
that the Christmas Day game?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
In Arrowhead. That's the last time the Chiefs lost.
Uh-oh.
Mm. 10 months ago to this very day.
And, of course, the last time they played in Las Vegas, they did pretty well.
In the Super Bowl.
That was Super Bowl.
Yep. So some very interesting things to talk about with this game, and we'll discuss it all when we talk live, as we do every Friday morning, with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And that'll be 2 hours from now at 8:12 this morning. So if you want to listen to the Chiefs and the Raiders, Mitch is on the air at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon with pregame. Kickoff at 3:25 p.m. Sunday right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. College football. We stay right here in the state tomorrow for the in-state rivalry. 16th-ranked Kansas State hosting Kansas. First home game in a month for the Wildcats, and it's homecoming, and it's a sellout in Manhattan. K-State has defeated the Jayhawks 15 times in a row, the longest streak in series history. K-State comes in with a record of 6-1, a three-game winning streak. So, there you go. K-State right now is just one game behind first place in the conference. Wildcats are a 10-point favorite. Live coverage on the K-State Radio Network at 5 p.m. tomorrow. The game will kick off at 7 o'clock tomorrow in Manhattan. The Jayhawks and the Wildcats. Listen live on your radio home for the Kansas State Wildcats, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. How about this game? Division 2. Number 3-ranked Pittsburgh State on the road at 6th-ranked undefeated Central Oklahoma. Gorillas are 6-1 on a 4-game winning streak. Central Oklahoma undefeated at 7-0. That's at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Emporia State is ranked 14th in the nation. Hornets are 6-1 on the road at Nebraska Kearney, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Emporia State defense still leads the nation in interceptions. Good
How about
stuff.
That?
Yep. And, oh, and the best one of the whole bunch just might be right here in Wichita tomorrow afternoon on the west side of town. 19th-ranked undefeated Friends hosting 20th-ranked undefeated Evangel. Friends has won 10 in a row, including 9 in a row at home. Evangel has won 12 straight regular season games. Friends lost on the road at Evangel last year and probably cost Friends a spot in the playoffs. Huge game tomorrow afternoon at Friends.
Now, is this the second or third-ranked team they played, Friends? Wasn't Southwestern?
Well, they had Southwestern last week, and they beat them on a blocked kick on the last play of the game.
Wow.
So yeah, and now they have to follow that up with another undefeated matchup against Evangel.
Man.
So huge game for Friends University. And by the way, there's only 7 teams undefeated in the nation, and 2 of them are playing each other. Friends and Evangel at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
How about
that?
Want
to see some good football?
That's something.
All right, let's go to JUCO football. 13th-ranked Butler Community College, undefeated on the road, visiting the number 1-ranked team in the nation, undefeated Hutchinson, which has won 29 straight regular season games.
Well, there's a game.
Yeah. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler and Hutchinson. Coverage begins at 11:30 tomorrow morning, and that is on KFH. Sunday night football in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys are on the road, visiting the San Francisco 49ers. Listen to that game Sunday night over on KFH. We are into the final week of the regular season in high school football. And we got some pretty neat matchups tonight. How about Andale at Heston? Both undefeated, 7-0. Wichita Northwest at Goddard Eisenhower. Both are 6-1. Cheney hosting Pratt. Both 6-1. Oxford is 6-1, hosting undefeated South Central. Final week of the regular season. Everybody's queuing up for the playoffs. Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Hey, it's time for Shocker basketball. Wichita State hosting Emporia State in an exhibition game. The only exhibition game of the season for the Shockers at Coke Arena Sunday night. Mike Kennedy is on the air at 5:30 p.m. Sunday. The game will tip off at 6:30 Sunday evening at Coke Arena. Listen live to the Shocks on 103.7 KEYN. It's a home week for Shocker volleyball. Home weekend. 2 matches. 7 o'clock tonight, Memphis. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, UAB at Coke Arena for soccer volleyball. Home ice tonight for the Wichita Thunder, hosting the top team in the league, the undefeated Tulsa Oilers. 7:05 tonight, downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. If you want free tickets to go to the Thunder game tonight, stop by Quick Trip locations. Get your free tickets for tonight's game. And we have racing at 81 Speedway tomorrow night for the 4th annual USMTS Spooktacular. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Halloween walk, trick or treat, and then at 5 p.m. the hot laps, 5:30 p.m. for racing. Season finale, last day of racing tomorrow for the Spooktacular at 81 Speedway. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keep it in for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He says, be on the lookout for
ticks. Ticks.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's coming that's up, Steve. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.